Jake Spaulding back with you. We're talking Jackson Heights basketball now on the guys' side with head coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And this Cobra Locker Room Chat always presented every single week by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, the Farmer State Bank in Houlton, Community Healthcare System with the Houlton Family Health Center, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. Coach, start things off with this talk this week with just about what's been going on recently. You guys have had a couple games since we've spoken last, and that was at home against JCN and at McLeod, splitting those two games with a loss at home against JCN, but then on the road at McLeod with a three-point victory. Just recap, if you can, briefly for me, those two matchups where you saw two different teams from your guys' side of things with your scoring outputs.
Yeah, for sure. That's, like you said, a completely different games as far as our offensive output. But in the case of JCN, they played a 2-3 zone, and we knew that going in. Unfortunately, you know, with schedules and reschedules and different things like that, we weren't able to practice against a 2-3 as much as we would have liked to. But nonetheless, they challenged us in that matter. And, you know, as far as the guards were concerned, we probably didn't get enough movement on the perimeter or enough attacking the gaps from our perimeter play in order to be successful against a zone like that. And, you know, with their height and our lack of height, if you will, it was going to be tough for us in any case to work the ball inside and be able to finish over their length. So credit to them for playing a compact and pretty solid 2-3 zone. And, you know, that game was an offensive struggle all the way up until the end, and they made a few more plays down the stretch than we did. And you flip the script and you go to McLeod on Friday, and we have our best offensive output of the season as far as moving the basketball, scoring consistently, not falling into scoring droughts. And that was good to see after a performance like the one the night before. But, you know, credit to them as well, as that was a game that came down the stretch because they had two guys on their team that were hitting shots left, right, and center, it felt like. And, you know, it wasn't the case of necessarily us playing bad defense. They were just making some tough shots. So we were fortunate to come out with the victory in the end and, you know, have won three of our last four, so we're hoping to ride some positive momentum down the stretch.
Yeah, you mentioned three of the last four, and the schedule definitely is indicative of this. Any KL on the guy's side this year, definitely very competitive, very good. You've got two league opponents left, both on the road, one tonight at Marhill Mount Academy, and then tomorrow at Valley Falls. Doesn't get easier for you as you head to the home stretch here of the regular season. What are you looking for from your guys as you guys hit these final two games of the regular season?
Yeah, we're certainly going to embrace the challenge. And if you look at our particular league standings right now, you're playing number one in the league tonight, and you're playing number two tomorrow. So we know whatever we get from those opponents is going to be at or above the level that our potential first-round sub-state opponent might have. So we're just looking for consistency from our guys, make sure that we eliminate some of the mistakes we've been talking about down the stretch of the year and things we can do better, and, you know, people continuing to fill their roles and play those roles out to the best of their ability. And like I said, if we can find some consistency and just stay overall consistent on the offensive end while continuing to play hard and play with good defense, I think we're going to put ourselves in a position to have a chance in each and every game we're in, and hopefully play our best ball as the season comes to a close.
Yeah, both games again on the road. Both will be on the Cobra Channel at Marhill Mounts Academy tonight, at Valley Falls tomorrow night. And then if you're okay with that, I'd like to look ahead briefly at next week. I mean, sub-state's here already. It's crazy to think about how this season has quickly happened like this, but can you tell me a little bit about what you guys are looking for positioning-wise? How important is it for you guys to pick up one, if not both, of these games the next 2 days for sub-state?
Yeah, if you look at the standings currently, you know, we could fall anywhere probably from an 8 seed to a 10 seed. An 8 seed, you're looking at a first-round home game, which would be big, and a 9-10 headed on the road. And, you know, no matter who you lock up with in the first round of whatever seed we end up, we're going to have a tough second-round opponent because it's going to be one of the higher seeds in your sub-state. So we're excited for the challenge, and, you know, typically you get the sub-state, and with the new sub-state seedings, it's going to be an opponent that we don't typically see or probably not a league opponent, so that's going to be exciting in its own right, and we're going to give it our best shot when that time comes.
You guys are in the Valley Heights sub-state next week. Coach, we'll talk more details about that next Thursday in our final locker room chat with you, but as always, stay healthy, good luck to you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thanks as always, Jake.
All right, Coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Cobra Locker Room Chats once again presented every single week by the Farmer State Bank in Houlton, as well as Ron Kirk's Body Shop, Community Healthcare System with the Houlton Family Health Center, and Farm Bureau Financial with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson.